"You cannot break the laws of physics, Captain," said Scotty in Star Trek frequently. "Physics is all about energy, and the universe consists only of energy and space. The laws of physics are the laws of the universe expressed from a scientific point of view, and are sometimes also described as the laws of nature. Variously described by different authors, there are 11 or 12 laws of the universe, and there are two things to keep in mind. They cannot be broken. If they were, then the universe would cease to exist. They work together at all times and cannot be applied separately. For a better understanding of what they all are, there's a book by Raymond Holywell, Working with the Law, and an audio program, The 11 Universal Laws of Success, by Mary Morrissey and Bob Proctor. One of the better known is the Law of Attraction, popularized by Rhonda Byrne's book, The Secret. But she didn't make it clear that the Law of Attraction doesn't work by itself. You have to fully understand and deploy all the other laws as well. Hence the opinion of many people that it doesn't work. But what's the difference between these laws and laws in the legal sense? The laws of nature, the universe, physics are outside human control, immutable. They're about how the universe works and what holds it together. The laws that we make as humans are not really laws at all. They can be broken, and often are. They can be repealed or discarded. They can be applied or not applied, depending on circumstances. And they're open to interpretation by the judiciary. We call them laws to make them sound more important or grand than they really are. These man-made laws are in reality rules that we have made up to govern and manage how we live and coexist in society. The law of the land, or more exactly the set of laws, are the written down rules we've made and generally agreed to, and in addition there are many unwritten rules that we also tend most of the time to follow. But none of it has much to do with the real laws of the universe. You see, these are based first on the truth that energy can neither be created or destroyed. Second, on the truth that time is not linear. And third, that energy is constantly in motion, in vibration, and that everything consists only of energy and space. Which means, as Alan Pease would say, the universe doesn't deal in time. It only deals with now. But now can be any time. So if there is something you wish to achieve in the future, you have to deal with it in a certain way. The Gregorian calendar we currently use is, and always was, completely out of sync with the universe, so putting a date on a goal is meaningless. That's not to say you shouldn't put dates on tasks or A goals. That's an entirely different matter. You can, however, use years, months, or days. Kennedy's vision of putting men on the moon and bringing them back was expressed as within a decade, not as by the 31st of December 1969. So you can envision who you wish to be doing or having in 3 years' time, or 3 months' time, or even 3 days' time. Only if you use real years, 365 plus days, real lunar months, and real 24-hour days. Next, you must travel in time to visualize exactly what will be going on when you've achieved your vision, what you'll be feeling, who you'll be talking to, where you will be, and so on, and then bring it back. Describe in writing and in words, explaining it to someone else, what is going on in your time machine vision in the present tense. It takes a bit of getting used to, but that's the way it works. Then you must have clarity. Many of the authors in this field say you should specify your vision in minute detail, but you don't really need to specify the design of the door hinges in your dream home, unless, of course, that's particularly important to you. On the other hand, remember the universe and your mind as its agent only ever does what it thinks you want it to do. So you have to be clear. Lack of clarity will create resistance and delay in your achieving whatever it is you wish for. Usually, whatever that is will be delivered as soon as possible. And if you're not clear, the universe will also be unclear about what it's supposed to be providing, which leads to unexpected results. In my case, I was thinking of changing my car. So I was rear-ended and the car written off. So I changed my car before I planned. Be careful what you wish for. And more to the point, be clear about it. Don't be too specific and always add Mary Morris's phrase, this or something better. Finally, we come to Napoleon Hill's statement. Whatever the mind of a man can conceive and believe it can achieve. A variation on everything is created twice, derived from Thoreau and Wattles. Thought is energy, and thought creates things. Thought also gives rise to events, where different things, thoughts, and feelings come together. Every thing or event or thought or feeling has its own vibrational state, frequency, or resonance. Just because the chair you're sitting on appears to be stationary, that doesn't mean to say that the elements that make it up are not moving. All is energy, and all is in a constant state of movement. Why does this matter? No pun intended. To achieve something, to manifest something, to make something come true, you have to vibrate at the same frequency as whatever it is you wish to bring about. This, of course, is the hard part. How do you or I do that? Well, we don't. It's not so much what we do that matters, it's what we don't do. And I'll discuss that next time.